Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Checking out the skies, and they're just Rocky Mountain gray again. A lot of rain and cold coming in, and that's always a signal that they're trying to suppress or go to move spacecraft in. And so, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, it's crunch time, folks. It's crunch time. I know Jermaine and Sananda have been in detainment. They were released, let out for a while to get this thing rolling. With their little Age of Aquarius. And they weren't doing anything, and so they were thrown back into containment. And now they're being let out again for a little bit. And they're being given 7 days to get something going, or they go back into containment. And so every time they go into containment, it gets worse and worse. And so I really doubt they'll want to go back to where they were, or even a worse place than where they were. And so watch for them to wrap. The reason they were let out is because they want to arrive together, this whole Ashtar regime. Now, I told you to watch for Maitreya's arrival, because Sananda was in detainment with Jermaine, so I knew he wasn't arriving with Maitreya, unless they pulled off a lookalike, and I didn't bother to say anything in case they wanted to. I'm not going to interfere with their plans. On that end of it, I don't care what charade, one lie is another as far as they're concerned. And so they appealed to the Father and the Council of Heaven because they all want to ride together. They all want to arrive together. And so they're giving a short amount of space of time to do that. And if they don't do something, then they all go into detainment for a while. And if they all go into detainment for a while, I'm pretty much going to guess they're not going to come back out. They're not going to be allowed back out. And so that would bring us into September, perhaps. And so, you know, sometimes you have to force the ball. You have to get it rolling. Otherwise, you'd be here forever. As much as these New Agers want to think, these benevolent aliens and these world teachers and the Chinese elders, who are what they call this Ashtar Command, want to help mankind and are eager to see mankind grow in peace and prosperity and healing and anti-aging, it's all crack of lies. It's all lies. They don't want to arrive. That's why their hands are being forced. You want to talk about all this? You want to be full of talk? Then do it. Do it. Basically what we're telling them, do it. Come to Earth and do it. They don't want to arrive. They want to operate in the background with huff and puff and hype. And the one mandate they had just a couple weeks ago, they didn't even have to arrive. They just had to push the whole GCR economic program globally. That would be a sign. And they wouldn't even do that. Jermaine's own ball game, the GCR. Jermaine has been running economics and the world governments forever in the background. That's his job as part of the Ashtar Command, as part of the Chinese elders, because that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with Saint Germain. He's the G in Freemasonry. So he's been running all that. The others are coming as religious figures to appease the different religions around the world, as everybody's waiting for a coming Messiah. And so Sananda supposed to fulfill Christianity's return of Jesus. Maitreya is returning the 12th Imam role of the Muslims, of Islam, and Buddha. And they all have their own little roles to play. Eve's coming to play Mary. They're trying to create a role of Mary Magdalene so that Lilith can come and play that one. And if you read my book, Interview with the Devil, I'll just talk about it. I talk about a little bit with my interview with Lilith. And I have a video. I have videos out on my interview with Lilith. Because this whole thing, it's her and Eve's playground. You know, her and Eve and all them concoct all this stuff. And so this is what's coming. This is what's coming. They have a very short amount of time for their event, what they're calling the event, to pull it off. I would look for it between now and next Friday, the event. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, you always said the elect would leave before the the Ashtray event happens. Well, yeah, but I'm not focusing on that right now. I have to focus on what the Father tells me to do, what the Father tells me to focus on. Because it's my job on earth to prepare the people for what's coming. I have a whole web page of nothing but articles and links of the stuff I've written over the years about the Ashtar, this Chinese elder, this whole New Age, Age of Aquarius thing. You can go to SherryShriner.com/NewAge.html. All my links, all my videos, all my articles. I've been warning about this stuff since like 2006, maybe even earlier, 2005, 2004. And it's finally happening. You know, in 2012, it was supposed to be the end. We were supposed to have the coming in of Nibiru. Everybody was getting ready, NASA, the government, the militaries. And then it was a huge balloon that went bust because Nibiru started coming in and started frying and turned around and left, went to the southern hemisphere. And so since 2012, it's been 5 years of delays. But here we go, folks. Here we go. You know, Monday night I'm planning on doing my show on the events of the Book of Revelation and the Tribulation Period, because there seems to be so much confusion on the events. And I've already spoken about the same stuff over the years in my videos and articles. But I'm going to do one concise show on the events, because everybody wants to know the order. So many people are being told some events are spiritual while others are physical. Yeah. Spiritual? Define spiritual. Because the tribulation period, it signifies a whole time of the spiritual within the physical, because the dimensions merge. It's not allegorical, it's not metaphorical, it's in-your-face events, one after the other. So I'm going to be working on that for Monday night. Today, you know, I've been looking over the news, and Trump had his little Obamacare repealed. There's always the story behind the story. And so I'm wondering what exactly is going on with that, what else they had buried in that. You know, they're coming out with some points that people would be agreeable on. No getting penalized if you don't have it, and you know, all this other stuff. I haven't seen the meat on it yet. I don't really know what's going on with that, because Father hasn't had me focused on world events this week. Because it's charades. They're wasting time. They're buying time. They're throwing people's focus into different directions and distractions away from going on what's going on behind the scenes. Meanwhile, they're spraying the skies and they're hiding the second sun, which is a heavenly planet. I've told you we call it Enoch's planet. They're hiding that. A lot of people calling it Nibiru. Folks, Nibiru is red. I get so tired of having to say that. Nibiru is a big red planet with wings, red dust. And it comes with a seven-planet system with it. So it's not, obviously, the second sun planet behind the sun. That one's ours. That one's. And now it's going to light up the sky. People are going to see it light up the sky in the event of the elect going home. I like it when people quote the KJV to me all day long about different stuff. It's like, I know the KJV, folks. I know what the KJV says. I also know what the Father says. So, don't bother. I don't care about people's theories. I already know them. I don't care about your opinions. I've already been there. I had mine for 30 years. Until I threw everything out the window. I just started asking Father to reveal the truth in all things to me. You have to understand that in the KJV, if you really want to understand what the terms are, go to the Strong's that was used, the terms that they translated. Because it's the translation terms that are all wrong. Not the meaning or intent of the scripture as much as the terms they use to translate something. The mark of the beast should have been translated chip of the beast, and they chose mark. Little things like that are throwing people way off. And yet when Yahushua railed at the Pharisees and the Sadducees and called them the children of the devil, it was literal. They were the offspring of Satan's serpent seed line on earth. But the churches gloss over that and say, oh, he was just yelling at him, was just a phrase. He was just calling them children of the devil, because that's what they act like. It was literal. It was literal. They were the actual seed, children of Lucifer's serpent seed line on earth. When you start to open your eyes as to the real terms of the words used in the Bible, then a whole lot of things start to open up and it begins to make a lot more sense. When you realize that a lot of the terms in the Old Testament were giant races, then you realize, oh, there were a lot of Nephilim back in the day. You start to get a clearer picture of the days that they lived in. Huge cities of giants. Can you imagine when you realize Jack and the Beanstalk was probably someone's childhood story of what they saw when they were little instead of actually being fiction? Because Enoch describes two Nephilim, two sons, as being 30 and 33 feet tall. Cubits tall. Now, a cubic is a measuring yardstick. Take a yardstick. That's a cubic. Imagine one 33 feet high. That was the size of a giant. And he had a twin brother. I think it's in that Book of the Giants, in the Nag Hammadi series. They ate 500 cattle a day. And when they didn't have cattle to eat, they would eat humans. My vision I had years ago, giants here eating humans. When the event happens with the Chinese elders, because that's what they're going by. They're going by the name Chinese elders. But it's really the Ashtar Command. When they arrive, coming with them are going to be the locusts. We're going to see the locust invasion. Because chapter 8 will happen fairly quickly. Shema crashing and then an asteroid crashing to the earth. Those things are going to happen fairly quickly. That's Revelation chapter 8. And then Revelation chapter 9 is aligning up with September 23rd. Everybody keeps hyping about September 23rd and the gate opening, the abyss opening. That aligns with Revelation chapter 9. That is not a rapture, folks, or anything good for us. They're warning you. The gate of the abyss is opening. And they're calling that, what, September 23rd? These are their dates. I don't have a thus saith the Lord on this stuff. It's their dates. They've been warning about September 23rd for the past 4 years. Probably longer. That is the big date. That is when Apollyon arrives, opens the gate of the abyss of hell. So let's backtrack. If that, if their lookout point for that is September 23rd, then we know Ashtar arrives before then, because they're going to be given time to acclimate themselves to mankind and try to sell the lies that they're benevolent beings. They want people to think they're charming, but they're really here to help mankind. So, and before that happens, you have a comet and an asteroid hitting the Earth, and you have the sixth seal earthquake. Yep. And that could happen even sooner, because September 23rd could play the locust invasion, the locust arrival, or, as most people think, Revelation chapter 12, when Lucifer's cast out of heaven, because it lines up with the Virgo constellation. That's not a lot of time for a lot of other events to happen before that, folks. Because then before Revelation 12, you would have the locust arrival and the sixth seal earthquake. And right now we're looking at May 5th. I've always liked the month of May for sixth seal earthquake. May or June, early June. And remember I told you these events are going to happen very quickly. It's going to be like the toilet being flushed once it all starts. It's going to end up very, it's going to go down very quickly. Not a lot of time. It's either going to be completely action-packed the next several months, 5 months, or just completely everyone in shell shock and bored, because everything's swirling and nothing's being done. That's what we're trying to prevent. That's why we released Jermaine and Sonata. Get the ball rolling. All they want to do is sit around and plot my death instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's why they have thrown back in detainment for not doing what they're supposed to do. We're not going to let them come out and just sit at the Vatican and kill babies and drink blood and kill people and eat their flesh and do nothing. We want this ball going. We want to get this going. So they have to make their move. They have to make their move. Watch for some kind of, I don't know, more UFO contacts or arrivals. I don't, they changed their plans with the wind, because the Orgone is destroying their spacecrafts. They don't like the Orgone saturated air. It's messing with their blue beam technology, their hologram technology. They may just decide to come in on a warrior strike, which was one of the initial plans, to come in as warriors attacking Earth, and then have the Chinese elders coming in saving Earth. Because they already play the good cop, bad cop scenario now anyway. I have so many people fooled. So you're going to get nice or you're going to get angry? You just have to watch and see what happens. Watch if they arrive angry. Watch if they arrive nice. Either way, it's them. And the elect prepare to leave. The elect want to go home. The elect are sick of dealing with people who are hard-headed and stubborn and don't listen. They just want to go home. begging the Father, just take us home. And so they're waiting for that. They want to go home. The Chinese elders want the elect to go home. But then they fight their leaving at the same time. No, it doesn't make sense. Don't ever ask these beings to make sense, because they don't. And they don't learn from mistakes. They just make the same ones over and over and over again. They don't think like us folks. They're halfway more asinine than you could ever imagine in the way they think. If you want to look at how they think, look at how crazy Nancy Pelosi always is, and Feinstein, the crazy stuff they say. That's they don't think like us. They're crazy like that. There's no reasoning to their madness. They're too dumb to be smart. So, I suspect, you know, just daily, watching the skies, looking to see what's going on. We could go through another week of waiting, and then nothing. And then you know what happens? I'll announce it then, but we just move on without them. Period. No more Age of Aquarius. We just bury their whole charade once and for all. I still have not talked to you with Father about that one. I'm not looking at that plan B right now. Still waiting for A. According to the Chinese elders, if you read the New Age blah blah, is that the RV has been underway. But my point exactly being, we want it public, we want it worldwide to the little people. Until then, it's not good enough. I don't want to hear Trump and the lead and the top class have already cashed in, and the stuff's already going on behind the scenes, but nobody else just knows it. Nobody else knows it. Spare me. Release it worldwide for all the little guys. And then we'll consider that game on. That's your sign to us. That's your sign. Game on. Otherwise, we're just going to keep pounding in the background. We're going to keep pounding them. We may eliminate them completely. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Monday night. Keep your eyes on the skies over the weekend. Maybe we'll see something interesting. Till then, everybody, God bless.